You're listening to Morning Inspiration Radio Show.
MorningInspirationRadioShow.com.
Now here's your host,
Dial Tone, the producer.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for another inspirational guest. And today's guest is a musical artist with a beautiful heart, a ton of energy, a great EP, a new project that she's getting ready to release, and that's not even the half. She's an entrepreneur, she's a designer, and she advocates for a bunch of different causes, gives to charities. She is the one and only full package of soul, eclectic, house, techno, all mixed into one, and she's right here on the show getting ready to talk to us about her brand new release, a whole lot more. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm excited to present to you. Put your hands together and welcome Kristen Storm. Welcome to Morning Inspiration Radio Show.
Well, thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
No problem. Now, one of the things that I find unique about you as an artist, as a designer, and a philanthropist is that you have your hands in so many pots and so many different things, but you're successful at them. And I actually heard a term not too long ago called a multi-potentialite, which is a person who can successfully manage different things. How do you figure out the way to be able to be successful in different areas of one's life?
You know, my husband and I kind of coined a phrase, which is our business and our life model is an octopus. There's, you know, one head and eight arms, and all of the arms are interconnected to the brain that makes this work. So the clothing helps with the music. The music helps with the philanthropy. And everything is helping everything. And that's kind of our business motto. And it's also our life motto, which is just, you know, everybody can help everybody and, you know, get the ball further down the court, per se.
Got it. So basically everything is intertwined and tied into each other.
Yes.
Got it. So now, this had to start somewhere. Where did this love for helping and giving and being a part of someone else's uprising, where did that come from?
I think it just, you know, first, personally, it's just travel. You know, if you travel around the world, you realize that, you know, we are living in the best country in the world.
Right.
And hopefully everybody wants to keep it the best country in the world. But you travel around the world and you realize how blessed you are just to be living in America, just to be living, you know, in the opulence we're living in. And I think that if you're that blessed, you do have to, you know, maybe it sounds cliche or whatever, but you have to pay it forward.
Right.
You have to, you know, give of yourself. And I really believe it's true. The more you give, the more you get. And that shouldn't be your reason for doing it, but it just works that way.
Yeah.
It really does. You know, I think that, first and foremost, I personally put God first and my marriage second, and I go from there and everything else falls out of that. So whatever I'm supposed to do is what I'm doing.
Right. So basically you're following your God-given purpose of being on this earth.
That's the way I'm living my life.
Got it.
You know, and that's not always easy.
Now, speaking of that, because there's a lot of people who listen to this show that, like you, have multiple ideas that they want to be successful at, but they may run into issues and challenges. How does someone like Christine Storm deal with challenges, even though she knows she has a bigger goal in mind?
You know, I stay true to myself. And when people, you know, that, you know, there is negativity out there and there are people that are, you know, that try to get in your way. And I just find that as fuel to keep me going. If you know, they say that if you're on a spiritual path or you're trying to be on a spiritual path, when you get hassled by whomever, that means you're on the right path, because you only run across those obstacles when you are on a path. And you just got to realize that when those issues come up, you just say, okay, I must be doing the right thing, and I'm just going to power through it. And you do power through it.
Yes.
And it's true. You know, God only gives you what you can handle. And my husband and I have helped out my sister. And long story short, it was 5 years of helping her out. She was almost homeless. And it was detangling a web of of things that, you know, started out being, you know, she was bullied as a kid, and that, you know, hurt her for her entire life. And that's why Jam for Joy is so important to us. But it's been 5 years of untangling quite the web, you know, in her mind and in her spirit and all that. But when you look at it on paper, you'd think there's no way anybody could untangle this. But I don't take credit for that. I just feel that, you know, God gave me the energy to do it, and he gave me the know-how to do it, me and my husband, and it happened.
Wow.
And if you don't take credit for it and you realize where it's coming from, you know, if you look at something on paper, it always looks too monumental. But if you have faith that God will provide all of your energy and all of your tools to get through something, he does.
Yes, he does. Yes, he does. And one of the things that your organization, Jam for Joy, does provide for young peers. I have a 17-year-old in my home who actually came home last year and said that there was a student in his school that experienced bullying and committed suicide in the bathroom. So this is a real thing, you all, that people, young people are dealing with. And we live in a different day and age and time. What I want you to do right now is speak on your organization, Jam for Joy, and just let people know, what does this provide for the young people?
Well, we started out with this song called Raining Frogs. Mm-hmm. And it, you know, I write whatever comes to me. And this song came to me one day, and it was basically about a boy who was the outcast in the town. And the song is very kind of old Southern rock, bluesy, and it's definitely got a deeper tone to it. But the song, you know, kind of resonated with a lot of people that were in my camp, and they said, you should do a music video on this. So Autumn Carter is a fabulous vocalist, and she was, you know, she got on the track and did all the gospel stuff. I sang all the gritty parts. Mm-hmm. And her mother, Robin, said, you need to do a music video to this and get this message out there. So we did. And we had, we did the location, you know, talking about multitasking, we did 2 days. We did 12 locations. We had 37 people working on this music video, and 27 of them were kids around the Reno area from the Take Two Performance Studios that Justine heads up here. And they just all, you know, got involved with this. And we did this music video to show that all the different aspects of bullying. And at the end, we left it open. You don't know what this boy is going to do
right
at this prom.
Right.
And you don't know. And this song came to me because I was, you know, one, my sister was bullied. We've all been bullied, but there was one story in particular, and the boy's name was Zach. I can't remember his last name off the top of my head, but he's a boy in Florida who, you know, was set on fire. That was bullying. You know, it's like, it's gone to this level of, come on, this
right
is not just pushing somebody into a locker anymore. And when you have someone that, you know, I can't even, I'm not a parent, so I can't even imagine the magnitude of seeing your child being bullied or wanting to take their own life because of this. You know, it's absolutely inexcusable in this country. It shouldn't happen anywhere.
Yes.
But I feel that if you can stomp out bullying on a small scale, whether it's within the family, the town, the school, you can stomp it out maybe around the world.
Yeah. Why do you think that is magnified itself so much? Like, it's just getting worse.
Because of audiovisual. You know, we're in this field, and we've just, you know, they say that by the time a kid is 12 years old, they have seen hundreds of thousands of negative images and they've become immune to it.
Mm.
You know, and yeah. You know, and sure, we live in a video game world and all this, and we see all this horror and stuff, but we're desensitized. And so Raining Frog addresses the bullying aspect, which ties into the jam for Joy, I'll talk about in a minute. And then my music video and my song Numb was basically about, have we become numb to all this?
Yes.
And that's sad. You know, it's, we cannot allow ourselves to be desensitized as human beings. That is what differentiates us from everything else.
Right.
Is our ability to connect to the spirit and to feel deeply.
Wow. That is very, very important, because I think a lot of people, especially since the big rise of technology and social media, like you said, has become disconnected with that human connection, that actually sitting with someone and feeling what they're feeling and being empathetic towards someone. It is really amazing how this is affecting the future generations, the youth. So you have a program like Jams for Joy. Tell us about that.
So Jam for Joy puts a lighthearted spin on this, which is, you know, having being in the clothing industry and being involved with the golf world, because you know, our clothing industry is you know, club wear, and it goes, and it's our golf clothing line. We've decided, since they put on concerts at the end of golf tournaments, we would do a fun concert at the end of these golf tournaments called Jam for Joy.
Okay.
And anybody can get up on stage, and we're working, this is in the process, but I'll be hosting them, and anyone can get up on stage, including myself, but I got to write a check. Everybody's got to write a check. So you can get up there, and it's kind of like fantasy camp. You can get up there and play the guitar. You know, we'll organize it to where people have to send in their demo and their track and all that. But you can get up there with a band and, you know, hopefully this evolves into a, you know, real, a bigger celebrity getting up there, and you can fit in their band and do this fantasy camp of rocking out with them
right.
in this concert situation. But if everybody who attends the concert will, you know, pay, everybody who gets up on stage will pay, and all this money will go to Jam for Joy. What it does is we're setting up an organization to where teachers can identify kids who have a target on their back. And the ones that have the target on the back, we're going to try to get the target off their back.
Mm.
I came from very modest, you know, means. I came from a very modest upbringing. And in a small town, I recognized that the kids that were the poorest got picked on the most.
Right.
And if we can get them nice clothes, we can get them nice backpacks, if they need glasses, hearing aids, mentoring, that's what we'd like to provide. And, you know, even try to get them in the right organizations, you know, be a kind of stopping ground for, okay, maybe they would really, it would serve this child to help them get into, you know, Big Brothers, help them get into, you know, other organizations. And so if a teacher nominates a kid for this, we will, you know, provide all these, you know, things that might help them along their journey in school. Because how can you learn when you're looking over your shoulder all the time?
Right. You're not even comfortable enough to even focus.
Right.
Yeah. So this,
and that to me is so despicable.
This is what I want you all to get, ladies and gentlemen. She's doing something that is creating a solution for a problem that a lot of parents have. I have four kids, and at least one of my children have told me about bullying. Now, it hasn't been to the extent of, you know, some of the stories that she can tell you about and some of the things that they have seen at their school, but we all have dealt with it at some point, and she's doing something about it. So if people want to be a part of Jam for Joy and they want to support your other organization, Yes We Cans, how would they be able to get in touch with you to do such a thing?
Well, you know, my manager, Tiffany Gaines, is a wonderful resource for that. And she's going to be setting up some links and things that people can look at. And we're going to, you know, some of this stuff is in the process. I've already set up an account for it and tithed into it, and that's where my tithing goes. And it will be very transparent. You know, this is just something that we're giving to, and anybody who wants to, you know, submit ideas or anything else, they are welcome to do it, because, you know, this is an epidemic, which is why the song is called Raining Frogs. It's become a plague. And we, you know, just hopefully it's not baby steps. Hopefully it's giant steps to do something about this.
Yes.
Because, like I said, this is tragic that, you know, the kids can't learn. Everybody's always, they're always saying, oh my gosh, it's all about education. We need to educate everybody. Okay, well, like I said, be nice. That's a nice thing. But you can't get educated if you're looking over your shoulder, and these poor teachers have so much to do.
Right.
That now they have to be the police force in the schools. It's out of hand, and yeah. It's out of control, and we really need to do something about it. And then speaking about yes, we can. You know, I was starting to renovate houses years ago, and I, you know, got houses that I could afford, and they weren't always in the best neighborhoods, but it taught me a lot about renovating houses and using the resources that were available at the Salvation Army or whatever I needed to get. And I was at the Salvation Army one day, and I saw a military person who was digging in the dumpster looking for cans. And it struck me that here's someone who went off to fight for
this country,
and to protect this country, to support other countries, and to do his due diligence and in his spiritual quest. And he comes home, and now he's digging in a dumpster looking for cans.
Mm.
And I was absolutely, you know, it opened my eyes to, you know, what's going on with that situation and the vets and a lot of the vets. And so I started saving my aluminum cans, and I would just put them outside the dumpster so that he could get to them, you know, easier. You didn't have to go in the dumpster. And then I thought, what if everybody was able to do that?
Right.
And I know everybody's into recycling now, but we're working with some people to set up a system to where it's easier for people to recycle their cans to the military, to the vets, and to raise money for some of the vets' causes. And I'm not saying every vet that comes home is digging in a dumpster, but let's not pull any punches. We know that there are a lot of issues with some of the vets that do come home and have a hard time and do end up on the streets.
Yes.
And so we have got Yes We Can, and we are going to set up a system that makes it easier for people to just, you know, do something simple, do what you can, you know, and hopefully these dumpsters will be everywhere soon, and you can take all your clean aluminum cans that make it very easy for them to recycle and put them in the dumpster, and know that just that simple task of not throwing a can in the garbage can has helped somebody else.
Wow. Yeah, that is amazing to know that something simple is keeping an aluminum can in an isolated bin can go a long way. Now, ladies and gentlemen, if you're just tuning in, I'm on the phone with recording artist Christine Storm, who is an advocate for a lot of different charities. She has her own foundation, Jams for Joy. Yes, We Can's what she just got finished explaining. But she's also a music artist. And your sound is eclectic. It has a lot of upbeat energy to it. Where did this sound come from? And how do you use this to go along with your charities?
You know, I do a lot of upbeat dance music and a lot of upbeat feel-good music, as well as a lot of, you know, I whatever comes to me is what I write. So I'm very blessed that way. I'm so grateful that, you know, I am writing when I'm shopping in the grocery store. I, you know, just something comes to me and I, you know, record it into my phone. I jot it down, and then next thing you know, I'm in the recording studio. And, you know, getting something out there. And I do a lot of reggae and Caribbean style upbeat music and old rock and all that. So, you know, I think the Jam for Joy concerts are going to be a lot of fun. They'll be upbeat, and there's no reason why you have to be depressed about helping somebody out. You can throw a party and help somebody out. So that's my goal, is to have fun and have everybody moving and knowing that they're doing a good thing. So that's the goal behind that.
The latest
release song I've written is a little bit more of a think piece, and it's called Pain. And I was at a wonderful restaurant with my husband. We were sitting there trying to enjoy our dinner, and unfortunately, we hear these voices getting louder and louder next to us. And sure enough, this poor couple is breaking up in public.
Oh, wow.
Pretty soon I'm looking around the restaurant and I can see other people are paying attention to it. And then they're so loud about it and they're so cruel about it. And we left the restaurant knowing, boy, these people they went to the place of no return, in public and all that. And it was so sad. And we left the restaurant and the song Pain came to me. Mm. And it made, my husband and I were talking about when we were listening to the final recording of Pain. And he says, have you ever felt like that? And I said, I think we all have. And if we're honest about it, we all have. We've all gotten to this place, which is so sad, where you may find somebody's weakness and you'll find yourself trying to, pick at that weakness or, pick on someone when you're not happy with them. Mm. And this song takes it to the extreme of, now that we're breaking up, do you need me in pain?
Wow.
And I think that, I think that's sad. You go from, I love this person, they're my soulmate, I can't live without them, to, okay, now that we're ending it, I need you in pain.
Wow. I never thought about it like that. That is an interesting concept, to go from being madly in love to madly driven to hurt someone.
Yeah, and I think that is just, that song just came to me. I didn't plan it. It just happened. But it's a very beautiful duet that I've done with my songwriting partner, Jerry Spicula from Abbey West Recording. Mm-hmm. And I hope everybody, takes a listen to that and ask themselves that question, because there is a better way of doing things. Even when you're hurting, you don't have to reach out and try your darndest to hurt somebody else.
Right, right. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. And the song does cause people to think, because the concept alone makes you think. And also, music has a way of connecting with everyone like nothing else on this earth. So
I think so.
The fact that you put melody
since the beginning of time, huh?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, since the beginning of time.
Yeah, it's a universal language. And so
you
take your talents, you take your love, you take your passions, you ball them all up into all of these different projects, and people are benefiting from you. Let me ask you this, because my wife broke down something to me that I didn't know about. There's a movement now called the Check on Your Happy Friends, something like that. I don't know if you ever heard of it, but it talks about
people. No.
Yes, it talks about people like yourself who are helping so many people that they don't have time to focus on their own needs and tend to their own emotional stability. And so there's, I guess, a uprising of people going into depression, having anxiety, because they're giving so much that it's not coming back. How do someone like yourself, who has such a big heart, so many talents, find that balance to still tend to yourself as you're giving?
That's a great question. I think one is I have to personally leave my ego at the door and just, keep it in check that I am one person. I'm just a recording artist. I'm just a fashion designer. I'm just a person trying to do a little thing. And in the scheme of things, they're all just little things. And I'm not in control of this whole deal. And the minute I start thinking I'm a little bit more in control, it all unravels. It really, we're supposed to do what we are inspired to do, mm-hmm. what we're motivated to do, and that's what we're supposed to do. I'm not qualified to save the world. All I can do is what I can do.
Right.
And I take that pressure off myself. And the same thing is, I really am, a believer. And I believe that no matter what I do, God already knows the beginning, middle, and end.
Right. So your faith and confidence is in God, that He will make everything all right.
I do believe that, yeah.
Got it. So that's what keeps you sane. And like, I haven't heard of the movement. My wife just recently told me about it. But this is a real movement. I guess it's coming off the heels of the Me Too movement, and everybody's creating all of these different movements now. And so when I thought about it, I said, she really loves people and humanity. And sometimes when you have that much love coming from you and emitting out into the world, you got to have some of that coming back so that you can have that balance. And so God is that refilling of energy for you.
Yeah, I most definitely. You know, I think you have to tap into that first. You're tapping into God first. And then not dismissing the little things. You know, you go to a grocery store and somebody strikes up a conversation with you and tries to make you feel better that day. Don't dismiss that.
Right.
You know, it's people think that the idle, you know, or small chit-chat means nothing, but it means everything. Especially when you go by somebody and you see that they're just having a bad day, say something nice to them.
Mm.
Just little things. Just do one little thing for somebody and not think that you haven't done enough, because maybe that's all it is. And getting back to Raining Frogs, that's what that music video is. It starts out just talking about, you know, he's kind of the outcast of the town, and then just seeing how it snowballs, the negativity snowballs. Well,
right.
What if we had positivity snowball?
Good question.
You know, it's
so much that we could do that. I just had this conversation yesterday, I promise you. A coworker came to me and said, "Do you watch the news?" And I actually told him, I said, "No, I don't." He said, "My question is, how come every breaking news story is something negative?" I said, "It's a good question."
Right.
You know, why do they push negativity more than positivity? He said, "Because I'm pretty sure there are people out here that are doing great things, that are, you know, creating jobs, that are helping people get on their feet, that's walking people across the street, all kind of things. Why do they always say breaking news stories got to be something tragic?" And I'm assuming ratings, maybe possibly control factors. It's a lot of things that could be possibly said about that. But you are absolutely right. If you had a bunch of small positive actions that accumulate over the time, they would snowball into a positive world.
Well, I think you're adding to that right now. You know, it's talking about the good stuff. And really, it's shifting our focus. I'm like you. I watch enough news to see if I have to run. do I have to run right now?
Right.
And if I don't, I just turn it off. You know, and everybody seems to have their own agenda now, and there's fake news and there's this. And I just, you know, I really am not going to get caught up in that negativity. And even with, you know, I can only hear so much negativity, you know, from the people around me. I need to see that people are okay. You got to be trying to get out of your situation. It's true. You know, God helps those that help themselves. And if you're just needing everybody as a soundboard instead of taking action, then you're going to spiral down. So I think that's kind of what we're trying to do here is you can take action just by putting a aluminum can in a dumpster. And if that's all you do that day, or you just said hi to somebody you wouldn't have normally said hi to,
right,
you've done something.
Yes.
You've shifted the focus. And I think that, you know, there are a lot of people trying to shift that focus. And I really do believe you have to, you know, just at one point too, that just realize, you know, none of us are qualified to save the world. We're not. We need to do what we're compelled to do, what we're inspired to do, and try.
Yes, yes.
I think that's, you know, the number one thing is show up, try.
That's it. Well, ladies and gentlemen, this is my special guest, artist Christine Storm. Now, before you go, are there any social sites that people can follow you on to learn more about you, to hear more about your music?
Yeah. You can go to christinestorm.com, and we have a really cool thing on there. If you hit the music tab, the Christine Storm Experience, and you can go @_ChristineStorm and follow me on Twitter, and you know, you'll see me in Reno one minute, LA the next. Sometimes I'm in India. I hop around the globe a little. So it'll be interesting, and I'd love to hear from you. And I just want to say I appreciate everybody who does pay attention. And, you know, without fans, you do not have a career.
Amen.
So, you know, I just thank my fans. But thank you so much, Philip. This has been an awesome chat. I've so much enjoyed this.
No problem. No problem. Now, before I let you go, there is a traditional question that I ask all of my guests. And that question is, if you could say anything right now to encourage those who's going to hear this or who's listening right now, what would that be?
What my father taught me, and really most of all what God taught us, never give up. You know, because, you know, we all have bad days, and I can tell you I had a 4-year span of bad days in my life to where on paper everybody else, you know, looks at me like, how did you make it through that?
Yes.
And never give up. And it really is, if you're a believer, you understand where that lesson came from.
Mm-hmm.
And bottom line is you can't give up. And even, you know, especially those out there that are feeling, you know, looking at everything on paper and it just looks like, oh, there's no hope out there. There is. There is hope out there. Long story short, my sister had to walk away from a lot of stuff. She had to walk away from a house and a car and all kinds of things to get her to the beginning of reinventing herself.
Yeah.
And, you know, like, you know, decades of cruelty wrapped up in her mind. But a lot of tough love went into that. And sometimes you need tough love, and don't be afraid to listen to some tough love. But the moral of the story is never give up.
Never give up. Ladies and gentlemen, my special guest, recording artist, designer, philanthropist, she's an advocate. She's involved in different charities. She has a big heart, and she's available at ChristineStorm.com. None other than Christine Storm. Thank you for being a guest today on the show.
Thank you, Philip. Have a great day.
You do the same. Be blessed.